Podcast. I, of course, am your host, G Money. Welcome to a lovely Tuesday evening, and I'm here surrounded by four virile young men and
three and a quarter, maybe.
Lovely, beautiful women. Not enough to make a new Ghostbuster sequel, but two women are here tonight. Let me introduce them, shall I?
We have enough to pull off a heist.
I could play a lady Ghostbuster.
That's right. We could be Ocean's 8 as well. Joining us tonight, to my far left.
Ocean's 8 what?
Both literally and politically, to my far left. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the man who is the comic book artist extraordinaire. The man who is the author of the Kikui Project. Also, Disco, Thunder Groovebone. And the man who I am extremely jealous of because of his beautiful mane. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up
for
Todd Bernardino.
It's getting more and more luxurious.
I'm trying to go a little.
On certain days, it's got like a mange thing.
And do you use VO5 hot oil?
I remember when that was a big deal.
Not on my hair.
That's Alberto's.
Yeah, Alberto's VO5 hot oil.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, I'm really enjoying your beard trim, sir. It looks good. Yeah. It looks very good.
What he meant to say is that, man, he's very attractive.
I want more neck. In my photos, so
yes, yeah, so do I.
You want more neck in your cat guy pictures?
Hey, Ron,
he's just drawing it how he sees it.
Yeah, he's drawing it how he sees it.
Gwildor.
You are Gwildor. Also joining us tonight. Also to my left, a very lovely lady.
Thanks,
she is. She's also not just a makeup artist to the stars, mind you. She is also a nerd herself. She is a Twin Peaks freak, and she is very lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, get up for Sin. She's in the house tonight.
Thanks, Gene.
Yes. Did I hear a professional makeup artist, which is like one of the most impressive things she does?
To the stars? Okay. She does it live on Facebook all the time.
I know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even care about makeup, and I watch.
I did Francine's makeup recently,
that
too.
That was awesome.
Wow. Oh, cool. I got to tune in for one of those. Also joining us tonight.
I don't even tune in for this show.
That is true. I don't. She is an artist in her own right, and she is the author and artist of Madame Walraven's erotic coloring book. She is also the lovely lady who put on a fantastic event this past couple of weeks ago for Maui Crin Cinema right here at the Maui Comics and Collectibles. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Francine, better known as Lady Gannon, in the house tonight.
Franny.
Lady.
Franny. Franny.
No, just ladies.
Yay. Lady Ganny.
Lady Ganny.
Lady Ganny.
Also joining us tonight, to my right, he has been gone for a week.
Frady Ledganimo.
We certainly did miss him. Not only is this man the cinema scholar, he is also...
And he also got another drawing from Ron Kataguy.
Yes, he did.
You lucky son of a bitch.
He's also the master of horror media.
He's doing it, too. So.
And,
I know, that's cool. Yeah.
You and Night Darling.
Yeah, you guys get doubled up by Ron all the time.
None
it's pretty
us,
crazy.
None of us got anything.
Hey, whoa. It's not
Ron Kataguy. I'm serious. That guy, he's doing professional level work in his... Right now, he's doing backgrounds and like inanimate objects and stuff, modeling for TV shows.
Yeah,
but and so he's taking the opportunity to do like live action stills or whatever with us, and
it's amazing.
You really should be paying for it, G. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm paying for it every day, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for A-Rod. He's in the house tonight. Our cinnamon scallop and the master of hard media.
And the freak with only one A in his name.
That's right. He's the freak with only one A in his name.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Also, welcome back to the table, Ron.
The man who has seen Solo not once, not twice, but three times.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, just to make sure.
I saw it twice. That's all you need.
Also joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru, the master of card tricks, and he is also a fine-looking Samoan. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Forbat in the house tonight.
I'd say fair. I don't know about fine. No, I wouldn't do that either. Clearing your throat is no.
Last but certainly not least, he is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books, and he is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the heart of Kahului Town. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to know where the comic book shop's at? It's right here between the Sheiks with Dr. Daddy Leaks.
I'm not a doctor.
Dr. Daddy Leaks.
I have to say that every time you say that.
Yes, you do. Yes, yes.
It's like a legal issue.
I'm not a doctor. No.
Somebody's going to come into the store and be like, does this look right to you?
Yeah, I'm not a doctor.
Hey, will you look at this rash later?
I'll look at it, but I'm not a doctor.
That's right. I'm not touching it. Can you
prescribe me something for this right here? I have an issue right here.
You're disgusting. Big shout out, of course, to a good friend of the show, Ron Katagai, doing amazing artwork.
V-Man.
He's telling us that he is... When he does our stuff, he enjoys doing it, number one, he said, but he also does it for practice, and it doesn't look like practice at all. It's just the amazing pieces of artwork that he puts up. It's phenomenal. I posted up a few. I'll put up the other ones.
You've got to make a whole library of them.
I'm going to have to make a library of them. It's phenomenal.
You piece them together. I bet they work.
Big shout out to Ron for all of his hard work on those. We love them, and we certainly do.
One of those Calvin and Hobbes albums.
Yeah. We certainly do appreciate them. If you have not seen them, you can check it out on Instagram page and our Facebook page. They are fantastic. His latest work has been Me as Darth Maul, which is great. Darth Money, which is fantastic.
And Format as Django.
I thought he was Boba, but I think
I thought he was
Django.
The rare rocket launching Boba.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was too.
But then he told me he didn't because he didn't want us to bicker amongst ourselves.
Yeah. Went the L slot or the J slot?
Wow, that's specific.
That is supremely specific, Star Wars nerd. Anyway.
Everybody knows about that.
I'm sure they do. It's been quite the week here. Kind of a slow week in movies, but let me check in with the ladies first. Sin.
Hi, Alexis.
Thanks, G.
Ladies first. Sin, what have you been up to? What have you been watching lately? How's it been going? How's everything in your life?
Everything's great. I was just in the mainland for a bit working.
Can we ask where? And with whom?
I was in Palm Springs, which is not the place to be in June. It's terrible.
It's freaking hot over there.
It's hotter than balls. Mm-hmm. Just for work, nothing fun. And I'll be in San Diego next month for Comic-Con.
Woo! Are you doing iZombies makeup again?
It is unclear, but I probably, yes.
Nice.
Wow.
Not totally caught up with the show yet, so I have to totally catch up.
Apparently. Is it
before
true?
Before Rose quizzes
yeah.
you.
Yeah, she would. Well, apparently this is the last season, I think.
The next one coming out.
Right,
they're
right.
They're shooting
right,
now, yes.
Right,
yeah. But you can kind of see that when you watch the show, too, because it's kind of...
Winding down.
It's becoming like crazier.
But
crazier
you can tell how good the show is, because in the collector comics market, I forget what issue it is, but the first appearance of iZombie in comics is like a $70 to $100 book.
Nice.
So that's the mark of a popular.
I love it. And it couldn't happen property. To a nicer set of people. Everyone who works on that show is just phenomenally nice. I'm excited to work with them again.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to hear about it
yes.
when you get back.
And every time I go, she does watch the show. So you guys, when I'm gone.
What?
Like,
the devil.
Step it up.
I will step it up. Good Lord. All right. I will. I swear to God. You came with us to the solo premiere.
Yes.
What were your fast thoughts on that? Your quick thoughts?
It's the feel good movie
ecstasy.
Of the
There's
summer. It's a buddy
imagine.
Movie. It's great. I love it.
You liked it?
Yes. And I'm going to take Max, my son, who's now 4, to see it. We're probably going to see it in Lahaina because it's a... $3 movie in Lahaina.
Ah, nice. Nothing like watching Solo for $3. It's worth every penny. Absolutely, for that price.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't care for Solo?
Oh, no. I was surprised. I really enjoyed it.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
His favorite one was L3.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. You know, all SJWs
the wokest,
are like robots.
The wokest
droid in the universe.
That was fun.
That's stupid. It was funny, though. Anyway, Lady Gannon.
Yeah.
How are you?
Thank you. Hi, sir. How's it going?
Good. Listen, we didn't have a chance to talk to you because you weren't here the last week, but congratulations on your Maui Crin Cinema event here at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah,
that
thanks
went
for
well.
Coming out, guys. Yep. I mean, everyone here, thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're here for you.
You're welcome.
We'll back you up 150% for sure.
Sorry, Jimmy J is asking if I want to come and do something cool at Amazing. Yes, please. I'll come out. Yes.
It's work in Hawaii.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to
ooh,
twist
the big
her arm.
Dogs.
That's it, right there.
I guess we'll never see you again. She's too important now.
Yeah. You're working with JJ now. Okay, I see how it is. Are we planning to throw any other Maui Crin Cinema events, or
so
what's the deal?
Me and Cynthia just found out we're birthday twins, kind of like one day apart. So.
Well, you look it too.
Hey,
which is great.
I know we got the memo. ponytails. So we're probably going to do something for our birthdays, possibly Pink Flamingos. Mm.
The John Waters classic?
Yes. So really excited about that.
Good. And then I'm hoping that Alika knows that it's going to be here. He knows now.
We're going to have to put an age restriction on that. I think the cleanest cut of that movie is NC-17.
Yeah, it's true.
Are we able to burn things in the back seats? We're talking about who's setting something on fire.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
People who are convicted of assholism? There's going to be too many to burn.
We're brainstorming. We want to make sure all of the options are open for us.
Well,
creative power.
Make sure that you guys keep us informed about that, because we want to know about it for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right. You been watching anything lately? You been enjoying anything on the tube?
Yeah.
The red tube.
Stop it. You're such a ding dong. Shut up, Todd. Don't listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah. So I just finished watching the season of Kimmy Schmidt?
Oh, the season
Unbreakable
4.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, I watched that the other night. And then I started watching this really terrible show on Netflix called 100% Hotter, which was a makeover show, which was really really bad. I almost just said the F word. That's
wow.
how bad it was.
Wow.
It was really bad. It rates women from a scale from 1 to 10 by the general public, and then they give them a terrible makeover and then rates them again to make sure that they at least double the numbers of whatever.
That sounds like a weird social experiment. Now I'm interested.
Because I usually like British programming, but this one I was like, oh man, this is
they're just leaving the women broken by the end of the show. Just like, you didn't like me before, but and now all that work, you still don't
hate me.
They just like slap some wigs on them and like
we're trying, lady.
Put them in denim and just like, terrible. Oh man.
Wow, that's crazy. Bad. Oh my gosh!
Just so you know.
Oh wait, they're trying to reverse the hotness with the makeover.
No, they're supposed to be hotter, so the women come back.
But they added denim.
So what I've noticed, the pattern from the first two episodes that I watched, and I don't think I'm gonna watch anymore, was one girl was really goth, lots of piercings, lots of tattoos, and then the other girl would be like super like hyper feminist, like feminism. Sorry, not no wait, totally wrong words. Hypersexual.
Feminine.
Super, like, Barbie complex kind of stuff is going on. So they took, like, extremes from both sides and then made them look very mediocre. And so the public was like, yeah, she's doable. And then, like, kind of sent them on
the way. That's the words they
use. Is that a measurement?
They're at the end of the show. Sorry, doable, folks.
It's in English, so it's like, yeah, she's doable.
It's a measurement of hotness.
She's doable, Gubna.
Are they snoggable?
Snoggable.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed, mate.
Am I not afraid of her anymore? Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm missing out on that show. I've never even seen it on Netflix before.
Thanks for asking.
That's great. Aaron, we haven't heard from you in a while, sir. Where have you been? What have you been doing? What have you been watching?
Even when you are here, we never hear from you.
So it's true. Good point.
Watching nothing new. Yeah. I've been feeling really nostalgic, so I've been binge watching Cheers.
I was looking for something in between shows a few months ago, and I started watching Cheers too. It's a good go-to.
Okay.
So I'm on season 3 already.
It's a cozy little show.
After you get done with it, you got to watch Frasier way through too. That's a whole lot.
The
of
best
Cheers.
Part of that show is like you can just sit there and like drink a beer and feel like you're just sitting in a bar with a bunch of losers.
That's true.
Sit here and drink beer with us.
You guys aren't pathetic enough. I don't feel as
How
good.
How dare you,
Alika?
Alika! Todd's pathetic enough.
Thank you.
Alika did say losers. Well, that's good. So Cheers is season 3. Isn't that when Kirstie Alley came in, or wasn't it?
No, she's like
started with Duvall, right?
I think she's 5.
Oh, is she?
She's kind of late.
Season 5
or 6? She's she comes in pretty late.
Oh wow.
How many seasons?
There's 11.
Like 10 or 11.
Yeah. 11 seasons.
Shelley Long was from the very beginning.
Yeah.
My Shelley favorite Long, episodes were when they would leave the bar.
Yes!
When they...
And go to the other bar.
When they did like this road trip and got stranded on the side of the road.
Yes, I remember that. I like that. And I like when they visit the rival bar.
Yeah.
The rival bar, those are good too.
The ones you walk in and the first thing they say is, Norm! Oh, yeah. Like, oh man, he's an alcoholic here too.
He's an alcoholic, it's freaking awesome.
That's his morning bar.
Nice.
Cheers is his night bar.
Coach was better than Woody. Shut your mouth, Kyle. Woody is the best character
Coach
on that show.
Coach was pretty awesome. Coach is awesome.
Coach is okay.
Man.
Coach.
All right. Well, Lilith was great.
Oh God, no! What?
She was
what?
Great.
No, her character was great.
You know, Frasier gets introduced on Cheers. years as Shelley Long's psychiatrist.
Right.
Oh, really?
And like it's and then they fall in love with each other. Yeah. And then she leaves Frasier at the altar for Sam.
Right.
And then that's kind of why Shelley ends up leaving the show, that's the story. Is that she like kind of runs? She goes crazy. She runs off, and she doesn't come back.
Yeah, because her and Sam had this big falling out. That was like the cliffhanger.
Yeah,
and then she hooks up with Frasier.
Yes, yeah. She hooks up with Frasier,
but she comes back later on in the series. I think like season 9 or something.
She comes back. I thought she didn't come back until like the end.
Well, I know Coach comes back season 9-ish.
His ghost.
Coach is dead.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Now he is.
Spoiler!
No. He was he died during the show. That's why they replaced him with Woody.
But he's credited in like season 9.
But he's
as a comeback.
It's probably old footage because he like that's why
they hologrammed him in there.
He died in 85.
Right, Coach and Tupac, man.
It's true. It's very true.
Coachella next year. It's on.
Well, listen. Other than Cheers, there, A-Rod, you also are. Since you weren't
Netflix?
Here for Solo, you are now officially the biggest fan of Solo in the world right now. Is that not correct?
Probably.
Oh, 'cause you've seen it 3 times.
No.
Probably.
Yeah, you love that
one
movie.
One of the biggest. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
The only thing I hated was. With you, I agree. The L3 was a little too long.
Yeah, that L3 storyline had to go.
Wait, you just don't like strong female droids, or what?
Why do you assume gender? You assume gender, Todd. What the hell is your problem, man?
What the hell? So?
And? Does it
females
mean
can't play male characters with effeminate voices?
Yeah.
It's a 12-year-old boy.
That's what I'm saying.
Way to gender the droid.
Way to gender the droid. What about you, Format?
So L3 is gender washed?
Yes, extremely gender washed. Yeah,
I didn't think of that.
Gender washed.
And or are you basing it on the high pelvis?
And she smells. She smells like flowers now. So.
Oh, okay, good.
She smells like a falcon now.
The assumption.
Yeah.
All right, brother Format. What about you? What you been up to?
I started up Smite again. That was hilarious because I totally sucked.
No, it's me.
Also playing the Jurassic Park version of Pokemon Go.
Is that cool? Is it good? I saw it. I didn't download it yet.
It's not bad. Like having to capture the dinosaurs sucks, but the actual battling is kind of cool.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's it, really. That and writing. I'm trying to get back into writing again.
Are you doing it for yourself? Or are you doing it for DJ?
Just for me. All the stuff for DJ is done already.
Oh, okay.
He's just got to
draw. He's got to draw it.
He's got so much.
But
stuff
he's got
to draw.
So much on his plate right now.
I'm sure he does.
He probably won't get to it for at least another decade.
Yeah. Yeah. He's drawing Topps cards right now.
He keeps getting hired for jobs.
I know, right?
Did you notice the? I don't know if anybody noticed the disdain in his voice when he said that, or the.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
I don't know the jealousy. Yeah.
You know those libtards always hating success.
Gotta live off the government.
Snowflakes.
Snowflakes.
I mean, yeah. Other than that, that's been pretty much.
That's pretty awesome.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
What about you, G?
Hey, man.
What have you been up to?
Oh, man.
Tell us, G.
Jeez.
Huh?
Wait. We didn't get to Waleka yet.
No, we didn't get to Waleka. That is true.
Well, I want to hear G talk about how he judges people on their appearance.
Who are you stalking this week?
Well, I'm not a judge of appearance. I'm what the good book likes to call the Bible calls fruit inspectors. So it's by their fruits you shall know them. So I'm a fruit inspector.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I
don't judge.
So he's looking
That's a cool allegory.
Taking jobs?
You're like an America's Got Talent judge.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Simon Cowell.
You make me want to throw up.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you say fruit inspector?
Yeah. Fruit inspector.
You're taking jobs from hardworking Mexicans.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Alika, why don't you tell us what you've been up to this week and then get into the comic book list.
Well, it kind of connects with Todd.
I love you.
What?
Zuri, me and Todd have a little crossover.
You had a crossover episode?
Watch Fooly Cooly.
Oh,
tell me all about it.
The first
great
episode, it was amazing.
Yes,
it was awesome.
It was everything.
Did you watch it yet, Format?
I did not.
Oh man,
you've been trying to get me to, and I keep holding off because I want to see how far I can hold off.
Did you watch season one?
Yeah.
But this, it's a good continuation. I'm not like completely sure, but I'm pretty sure the mom is the female character from the first season, and this is like fast forwarded where she has a daughter.
Majimi?
Huh?
Is her name Majimi? Like the
mom?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I just You know me, I kind of just breezed through without remembering anybody's name.
But it was great.
But it was
great.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything about it, but it was
awesome. Because
the
music, you know, they brought the pillows back, and it's new music. It's not just, the, right. you know, even the opening and closing credits are new songs.
Right.
And
you remember Divine's name?
The best, I mean, the I think, I like how loose the story is because it really just lets the art, the animation,
right.
the drawing, and like, even the way they frame the shots and everything, and the way it lines up with the music, which is like this, you know, 90s nerd rockish kind of, you know, right. prog rock, shoegaze, crossover kind
so
of
like
jazz.
Baby Driver.
Yeah, but Baby Driver has more hip-hop in it.
I have still yet to see that movie, by the way. I have it at home. I've got
to
watch it.
I'm excited to see it.
I am, too.
It's an all right movie.
I want to send, just because we did it earlier, I want to send a big shout-out, because I know that he's watching on Facebook Live, Ron Cataguy. Big shout-out to him for taking the time to draw all of us. If you didn't hear it before, we were talking about you, Ron. Listen back to the podcast when
his
I put
ears were burning.
Yeah, your ears must have been burning, pal, because we said some good stuff about you, especially me. Anyway. So
make him look good.
That's right.
That Darth Maul looks good, man.
Dr. Daddy Leaks. Let's find out. You know what this
is? Not a doctor.
It's every Wednesday. It's New Comic Book Wednesday right here in the heart of Kahului Town, and even sometimes in Lahaina.
It's okay. I watched a bunch of stuff too, G, but whatever.
Yeah, listen, I got to get to him first. I'll get to you after.
We're going to go over the trailers and crap later.
Yeah, yeah. But want to check out what's happening this week. Of course, it is New Comic Book Wednesday here every week. New comic books for you guys to subscribe to pick up right here at the lovely place we like to call Maui Comics and Collectibles. So, Dr. Leaks, let's find out.
Hey, I'm not a doctor. Stop saying that.
New in the world.
His name is also not Leaks.
Of the comic book.
A lot of misinformation.
So I guess we just have to call him Daddy.
Fake news.
I am a daddy
fake
now.
News. He's a daddy.
That's right.
Daddy. Daddy, tell me about your comics.
Don't call me Daddy. Don't ever do that again. Oh, God.
Marriage sure has changed you.
All right. Daddy. Comics. Ant-Man and the Wasp, number 105.
Yeah.
Astonishing X-Men, number 12. Batman, number 48. Let's see. Burger Books, number 2. What is that?
Ooh, burgers.
It's Burger with an E. B-E-R-G-E-R. Mm. I don't get it.
It's somebody's name.
Oh, okay.
It's Karen Burger.
Captain America, 703.
Like a bomb
thing. I don't know. We're getting new comic supplies in tomorrow.
Wow.
Sweet. Current bags and boards.
Hell
woo-hoo.
Yeah, we need those.
Bags and boards.
Bags and boards.
Dazzler X Dazzler X song number 1. It's about the disco X-Man.
Ooh.
Deadpool number 1. Deadpool number 1, another number 1. Come on, Deadpool.
I think from here on out, Deadpool, all of Deadpool's issues should be just number 1s, right?
Yeah.
That's what they just
that
should
be.
That
won't be hard to keep track of at all.
Deadpool number 1.
Deadpool
number
1 from May.
So
there
what I'm
were,
saying.
There were 20 in 2015 there were 3 Deadpool number 1s. So
that's
I wouldn't
awesome.
Put it past them.
That's awesome.
Doctor Strange number 1. Exit Stage Left, The Snagglepuss Chronicles number 6.
Yeah.
Of 6 I think that is. Go-Go Power Rangers number 10.
Is that all he was ever famous for, by the way? Ooh. That was it, right?
What? Snagglepuss?
Yeah, Snagglepuss was only famous for that, right? The Exit Stage Left thing. That was it.
Like
I don't remember him doing
mean,
anything else.
Each Hanna-Barbera
stage
character
right.
had a
that was stage right.
Oh, is it Exit Stage Right?
Yeah, but the book is Stage Left.
Oh, okay. I hate Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera is cool.
Okay. Sorry.
You leave them alone.
All right, I will.
Green Arrow number 41, Green Lanterns number 48, Harley Quinn number 43, The Immortal Hulk number
Hulk
1
it.
Is coming
oh,
out.
Oh, finally. Not,
that guy's totally going to die. He's not immortal. Terry Bollea doesn't. No, I'm sorry.
When it comes crashing down in it.
Is that the Thunder in Paradise theme song?
No, it's not. That's
no,
just
that's
Hulk Hogan's theme song.
Oh,
yeah. Come on, man.
Thunder in Paradise. It's all he should be remembered for. Justice League number 1. Another number 1.
Jeez.
You guys are screwed. Man of Steel number 2 of 6. Let's see. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 31. Some of that nice. SJW magic. Some
and it's still going.
Some real diversity in comics.
Not for long, pal. Not for
keep it going. Nightwing number 45. Rick Veit, the one. Rise of the Black Panther number 6 of 6. Spawn 286. Wow. Jamie Foxx playing Al Simmons, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Spawn.
Can somebody tell me, I mean, this is kind of off subject, so real quick. Can anybody tell me why there are people so not into Jamie Foxx playing the character? I don't get it.
Because they don't like a smooth mother effer being Spawn?
So some people don't like, they think he's too old.
Oh, okay, maybe. Okay.
I think he's the right age, because he was a high-ranking, you know, soldier when he was killed.
He doesn't look his age, so I don't know why people Black are, don't are crack. Griping about it. No.
Stop saying that.
But I'm pretty sure that's a fact.
All right, Lady Gannon, back him up.
You can't, I mean, you can't argue with the truth.
He's the host of a Star Wars show now.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's crazy. Oh.
And a talk show.
And a talk show? All right, Jamie Foxx. I'm in for Jamie Foxx. I just wonder what the controversy was. Right.
Off script or something.
Yeah.
He's going to be awesome.
Maybe they're just all racist and they don't like
him. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe they want to play Brad Pitt.
They wanted a white Spawn.
Anybody that criticizes Jamie Foxx, they must be all bigots.
Yeah. Well, watch Baby Driver. You'll see what we mean.
Someone I know wanted him played by Brad Pitt, which is just disgusting.
That would have been great. Real diversity in comic book action movies.
That's like the worst idea anyone's ever had, ever.
Or like a Lady Brad Pitt.
Lady Pitt.
B.B. Sweeney for Terry. Anybody?
Malaya?
Terry Bollea.
What are you talking about?
Somebody said Terry Bollea.
Terry.
Okay,
Terry,
can I finish the damn list?
Terry Fitzgerald.
All right.
I don't know, can you?
Star Wars, I don't think so. Star Wars number 49.
Right.
Sword Daughter number 1. Not a suggestive title. Not a Sword suggestive
daughter.
Title. Sword Daughter.
That sounds cool.
Unexpected number 1. That's a DC title.
Unexpected?
Yeah.
That wasn't, was.
Yeah.
Is it about the Spanish Inquisition?
No.
Because nobody
expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Walking Dead number 180.
Doesn't mean they're unexpected.
Weapon X number 19. Expected.
Apparently you got a 30-day notice from the Spanish Inquisition. Wonder so everybody
Woman annual. It's actually just a 24-hour notice. X-Men Gold number 29.
That's still going, really?
Yeah. That's made famous by that Indonesian Muslim activist.
That's right, that activist.
Yes.
That's good.
I appreciate X-Men Gold for getting me into Indonesian politics. X-Men Red, number 5, and Xerxes, The Fall of the House of Darius, number 3 of 5, the Frank Miller epic.
Frank Miller epic. Hey, listen, are you, because I am getting so incredibly interested, Alika. Are you actually getting Jawbreakers?
It's not available through Diamond.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I don't feel like ordering it.
You suck.
Go. There's a Kickstarter. You can
buy it over there.
Your own copy.
All right. Well, listen, guys. If you guys want to get some comics, brand new comics, right here in the heart of Kahului Town, it is Maui Comics and Collectibles, right here. Just ask for Dr. Daddy Leaks, and he'll help you out with your comic book picks every single week.
I sure will. Of course,
big shout out, of course, to our good friends over in Lahaina at Game Over Comics. Just tell them the Nerd Watch sent you. Ask for Rex or Arthur, and
that's
they'll be more than happy.
That's totally not their names.
Just ask for Rex or Arthur.
Is Rex here
at Game Over Comics? And tell them the Nerd Watch sent you.
Is it Rex Manning?
Hmm. There is Rex Manning Day.
Yay!
Are you getting
no, it's not.
Escapist trade paperback.
Did he read that?
No.
No,
I'm not.
Did you read Paper Girls? Paper Girls is coming out.
Yeah, Paper Girls. I did say Paper Girls.
We're Dennis in the Facebook chat said we get bonus points for referencing Monty Python. Well, that's because of one of the greatest comedy troupes of all time. I mean, what do you expect?
What about Red Sonja Tarzan, number 2?
We don't get bonus points for mentioning
not just Hulk Hogan and Terry Bollea. We did it twice. Good job, Format.
Yes, I am getting Red Sonja Tarzan number 2.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
With Aaron Laporte.
What other random titles would you like him to look up?
yeah.
There is one that you get that I really actually kind of like.
Hey, Format, what'd you think about the new Transformers trailer?
Well, hey, listen. I want to get into that. Since you brought it up, we might as well get it out of the way.
I want to watch Format Rage Quit the Nerd Watch.
There were a lot of trailers this week, or I should say today, that came out for Christmas and for the fall. We've got Bumblebee. We've got Lego, the Lego Movie Part 2. We got Widows,
the remake of Suspiria.
The remake of Suspiria, which is exclusive to...
Suspiria.
You know what? Suspiria is one of the greatest horror movies of all time ever made, and they're remaking it for Amazon. And then what was the other one?
You're mispronouncing Psycho.
You suck. But we'll go over some of those.
That's that one that Rihanna did, right? Suspiria.
Oh, and then there was
bite your tongue.
There was the trailer for White Boy Rick that came out with Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Crazy. Anyway, let's go on.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes,
that is some good casting
that
right
is
there.
That's great.
I don't even know what the movie's about. Good casting.
He plays the dad.
Yeah, he does. Let's get into a little bit about Bumblebee, of course. That's the movie starring Hailee Steinfeld and John Cena.
It only took us 6.5 movies to get a photo, to get a comic or a cartoon realistic Starscream.
Let me start, and I will start with this.
Oh, God.
Even if you do not like the Transformers movies, which I know that there are people at this table that don't, I am going to say something that I am very shocked by. This movie, at least in the trailer, looks good. It's actually setting a different tone, and it's actually from the trailer. It actually looks like they're putting a little more emotional content to have you connected to the characters in some respects. And for that, I was a little shocked by.
He's mute.
Yeah. And I haven't seen Hailee Steinfeld in anything really other than True Grit and the Pitch Perfect movies.
Edge of 17.
I saw her in Edge of 17. Yeah. She was fantastic.
That's right. Woody Harrelson, I saw that too. That was great. Yes, Pitch Perfect is great, by the way. Yes, I
did.
I
love
Pitch Perfect.
Ron Cataguy says, yay, new Transformers. I'm contracted to like it. He worked at Hasbro.
Yes. So I have to tell you that I was completely impressed. I don't know who's directing it yet, but I was impressed with the trailer for Bumblebee. I hope it's as good as the trailer is, and I did like
the only good part of Starscream.
Starscream was cool. You got
it. It took them 7 movies to do that. Why?
I don't know.
The jets
because
in the
Michael
other
Bay.
12 movies transform like that.
I can tell
why.
You why. It's because Michael Bay did not want too many of the A tier characters. All he wanted was Megatron and Optimus in his movies because they were the main characters in the anime.
And that totally happened.
And that's what he wanted.
Over the course of 7 yes. garbage movies.
First of all, it's five movies and they're not all garbage.
Felt like 20.
2 and 4
are
definitely garbage. For sure.
Yeah.
I agree
so
with
was
that.
The last
just
one.
2.
You didn't like
yeah,
2?
That's the
I
Chinese one.
I hate 2. I hate 2. No, Megan
she's
Fox
in the majority of them.
She's in 1 and 2.
She's in 1 and 2. She's like, missing from 3.
It's like the Fast and the Furious movies, but the cars like transform.
Wow. So did anybody else?
It is hot garbage.
Did anybody else like the Bumblebee trailer?
This is probably the first Transformers movie I will see.
That's what I'm talking about. They're going with a different direction. It's pretty crazy.
I enjoyed it. I liked that it was a period piece.
Yes, it's from the 80s.
I love the 80s. I'm an 80s
I tell
junkie.
You, I will
Same
say this.
Speaking of the 80s, mm-hmm. Wonder Woman as well.
Wonder Woman's
really?
Going to be in the
80s.
Looking
to be Wonder Woman 84
yep.
is the working logo yeah. going on.
Love it.
Yeah, that's pretty
it's
awesome.
It's a good era.
I will say there's only one thing
we
about
the money apparently. We're all broke, aren't we?
Yeah. There's only one part of the trailer I didn't like for Bumblebee, and that was the end trailer when Bumblebee decides to spit out Rick Astley. As we all know, Rick Astley is one of the greatest male vocalists of the
80s. I thought that was funny.
So I thought that was
it was more a statement against he was rebelling against what kind of garbage the millennials will be in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I know this is gonna make everyone's life suck.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be several people applying to college who use Rickrolling in their essays.
That's right, in their essays.
Like total jackholes.
Hey, Ron, what about you, sir? What do you think?
I'm all for it.
Yeah? Interesting.
Everybody's going to hate me here, but I love Michael Bay.
I know. He almost made it into your top 10.
And, I'm a sucker for the Transformers.
I'm
much more appealed to this because Hailee Steinfeld is so good.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised there were women in your top 20.
You're such a jerk.
Actually, there's only one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Top 20 what? What do you
directors.
Somebody asked me to do my top 20 directors.
Oh, nice.
So I posted that. Yeah. But like Cynthia said, Hailee Steinfeld in Age of 17 is amazing.
So good.
And it's
so
such
good.
A good movie.
She's great.
So I'm happy she's getting the lead role. Mm-hmm. It looks very different. It looks kind of looks more family oriented ish.
Almost, doesn't it? So it far. Almost does.
I hope John Cena kills them all.
well, John Cena's like the Josh Duhamel role.
Yes. I tell you what, he's part of Sector 7, so that's an interesting little thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's interesting.
Even though all those movies suck.
Okay, so obviously, Alika's not a fan of the trailer, apparently.
No, the Starscream was awesome.
Starscream was
the
awesome.
The whole trailer should have been Starscream transforming.
So here's the thing. Todd, did you enjoy it, or did you get the chance to see it yet?
Transformers is garbage.
No, the Bumblebee trailer.
Right.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, Bumblebee's not a Transformer?
Bumblebee,
oh, that's
the
weird.
Trailer,
okay.
You jerk.
That's okay.
It's not a Michael Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't like any of the movies. I didn't even like them enough to, the marketing enough
not,
to even.
Not even them. Ironically?
No. I didn't even, God,
not even the Chinese one with the dinosaurs?
I didn't see any of the Transformers. I wasn't
was
a big fan of Transformers back in the day, so.
I hate it.
You were more of a GoBots kid?
Yeah, because I was poor.
Somebody's parents didn't love them.
Screw the GoBots.
I hate the GoBots. I got the Ghostbusters instead of Transformers.
Mm. Yeah, that's kind of
that's fair
score.
Enough.
Yeah,
that's
not
enough.
Really an either-or thing, but okay, Todd.
Yeah, I'll accept
it,
that.
It was in my household.
I'll accept that for sure. Now, the last person I'm going to, of course, as we all know, that he's not a fan. But Format, I'm afraid to ask, but I have to. What did you think of the trailer, or did you even bother watching it? He's not even going to talk.
This is like kneeling for the anthem. You should fine him for this.
I want to know what you didn't like about it. Because I watched it and I was like, oh, 80s. Oh, it's great.
He just hates Michael Bay and
but
Transformers together.
Bay.
But my, well, this is a very different movie.
It's
he,
not Michael it, Bay.
Well, it's in the same universe. Come on, guys. Grow up.
I don't
want to. The only good Transformers movie was the animated one.
They
said damn and the S word in that
I'll
one.
I'll give you that.
You know what?
Can you sing the theme
did
song
you guys,
for me?
Did you guys see
you
the toys?
You got the touch!
Yes! Well, thank you.
Okay, well, I guess I don't need you.
That's right, you don't, because I love that song.
Did you guys see the toys that made us on the Transformers?
Technically, yes. That's not the theme song.
No, it's
that's
not,
all
right. You're
oh,
fair
sorry,
enough, you're not right.
That's just what happens when you open the...
The Transformers animated movie bag.
No, the Matrix of Leadership.
Matrix of Leadership. Mm,
yeah.
In the toys that made us, did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yes.
On the Transformers. They made it sound like the
movie sank it because they killed Optimus?
No, they made it sound like the reason that they killed off all those characters in the original 1984 movie was just so Hasbro could like release more toys.
Right.
That sounds about right. They wiped the whole bad guys. They killed every bad guy and did the Galvatron Purple Crew. Which wasn't bad. I mean, Galvatron, what's up?
He's Cyclonus. Right.
Cyclonus.
You know that Mattel purchased Barnum and Bailey Circus for $40 million back in the 1940s? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Yeah.
So in case you guys didn't get that, no, that'll be a pass.
Is that a hard pass? For sure. So we're definitely doing the premiere of Bumblebee, which you're going to want to be a part of when it comes out.
I'm glad that Volkswagen finally, you know, said, all right, cool. But I'm still not in.
Yeah, you. I think what it is that I think and I hate to say it this way, but the stank of the Transformers series that Michael Bay put on is really starting to give the Transformers, even if they want to reboot it.
I've watched the trailer a few times, trying to see what and all that.
Yeah,
but it's not drawing me in. Does it feel like a different movie? Yes, until like the last quarter of the trailer. And then it's all gunfire again and things are transforming and whatever.
Well,
it feels like a Bay movie. Up until that point, it doesn't. Mm. But at that point, then it I don't see why it would be any different.
I will reserve judgment, but I will say this, if Bumblebee ends up actually peeing on somebody like he did in the other film, then I'm
out.
Wait,
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. You guys don't remember that?
You gotta respect continuity. Bumblebee pees on people.
The first one.
Yeah, in the very first one.
Yeah.
Well, he is Fred yellow.
Because
so.
that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. It's so stupid.
Well,
and
Fred
I mean,
Savage.
Honeycomb in the... I was like, mm.
Yeah. That's where he got his name. Oh, bad. That's stupid.
Fred Savage pees into a water.
He pees into a super soaker.
Isn't that what R. Kelly does, too?
No. He does not pee into super soakers.
No, he just pees on young...
Right, yeah. Right. It's because he's trapped in the closet. Anyway.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee!
Hashtag
Bumblebee.
Hashtag Bumblebee.
We got some more trailers this week. We got the Lego Movie Part 2.
Is that by the guys that were supposed to direct
I think they're
Solo?
I think they're executive producing. I don't know if they're actually doing the film.
Yeah,
do you know,
not
Aaron?
Directing this time.
They're not directing, right? Yeah. I was not a fan of the first Lego movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I have seen that movie 100,000 times.
Get out of town.
Yeah,
my son is obsessed. obsessed.
Lego movies.
Did
very
you
good.
Do you like it?
I do, and the more
right?
I see, the more I like it.
See,
it's actually
yeah.
a great.
You got problems,
I can,
G.
Like, come on, think of the concept.
Everything
of
is awesome.
Like, it's an anti-Trump movie.
It's not.
Board business?
Let's find the Kraggle.
No.
Let's get rid of Trump for good.
My biggest problem with the movie, and I think I said it on the show before, my problem with the movie is that in the movie, by the end, it's about how everybody is special. Problem with that message is that if everybody is special, then no one is special. And I had a huge problem with that.
I don't really feel like that was the message of the movie.
That's what
so
I got.
That's not what
the
I got
point is, when people start to be or feel exceptional, you just do something to knock them down a peg or two
no,
or something?
No, no,
yeah,
no.
That's why I'm here.
No, you don't knock them down a peg.
That's not even
you
the message,
squash
though.
Them.
Oh,
I thought the message was, hey, be there for your kid.
Yeah, exactly. That was the right. kind yeah. of the message.
Well, what I got was just don't try and make everything perfect. Like, yeah. perfect. Like, that's what I got.
Fair enough. I'll
don't
watch
be
it
a garbage parent.
I've seen it twice. I'll watch parent. It again.
Or yeah. be a garbage parent, but make it really fun.
Yeah. Take care of your Legos or else your kids are going to mess them up.
Wise sage words from Lady Gannon. So, I'm Chris Pratt, of course, is back voicing the main character. And I have to say, even though, yeah. Chris Pratt is, because he was the voice
he was
of the original.
Voice of Emmett.
Emmett. Is Emmett. That the name? First Emmett?
Yeah.
The special.
Yeah, the special. And it looks really it looks, special. It looks like it's on par with the original Lego movie, I guess. Oh, I mean,
it's probably going to be the same thing.
I think so. I
but we'll have some.
Go to Jurassic World in this one.
We're going to have some funny moments because they're going to Space World and all this weird stuff. So.
Right. So it could go in a different direction.
Like how when they went to like Lego, whatever that weird place was in the first movie where all the weird pieces were and all that. And
oh,
the Sprinkle Kitty unicorn world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Unikitty's place. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Have
you never seen the Lego movie?
I've seen the Batman one, but I haven't seen the Lego movie.
The Lego one's good.
Yeah, what's funny is that I think the Lego movie's better than the Batman Lego movie. That movie sucked.
Wow, hey, calm down, G.
I'm sorry. I hated the Lego Batman movie.
There is some great
the Lego Batman movie is better than most 90% of the Batman
movies. Will Arnett is the best Batman ever.
Oh, gosh, give me a break.
I'm just
You're
kidding.
You're killing me, pal.
Zach Galifianakis is so bad as the Joker.
He is so bad.
I thought I wanted to punch him before.
He was better than Heath Ledger. He was better than Heath
Ledger. Okay.
Oh, God.
You're such a jerk.
You're off the Nerd Watch.
You're off. You're done. I
bought this on sale. At
I
the
hate
Gap.
That, and I hated that in the Lego Batman movie when Will Arnett's doing the I hate you, and he's doing it looking deeply
doing
in Joker's
wrong.
Eyes. You're doing yeah, I hate you.
That was
like, oh gosh, like so creepy.
My son quotes that movie all the time. He quotes what does he say? He says which is also from the first Batman movie. He says, "You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts."
Yeah, he says that
all the time.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. So good. That's a good line.
Yeah. Make sure that he remembers the line, "You ever dance with the devil by the pale moonlight?" Yeah, as well.
Does he when he says, "You want to get nuts?" Does he like break something when he does it? That'd
wish.
Be great.
No, he will.
That's the only way a kid could get away with breaking something is my house. If he was quoting
you
Batman,
"You want to get nuts?"
He also
let's
sings,
get nuts.
He also sings nuts. The Batman song from the Lego Batman movie.
Wow.
Darkness. No parents.
Aaron, what else was there? Where there was those are the two big proper nerd movies.
Peppermint
with Jennifer Garner. That is a kind. That is a female Punisher movie, for what it's worth. Yeah, it's just essentially what it is. She's back to being the.
And her name's Peppermint.
Her name's Peppermint. Hey, it's yeah. Peppermint.
Well, her family gets she. Her family.
If you guys have watched Mr. Show, there's a pretty naughty Peppermint sketch.
She,
hey, this is
it's
Thor.
Her daughter Patty from. Yeah. The
is she with Thor in that scene?
Jennifer Garner in Peppermint. Her family is murdered, and what happens is that she goes away for 5 years, trains herself to avenge the death of both her child and her husband. Hmm. So she
not quite.
Is it no?
She's not avenging her loss because that's already done.
Oh, that's right.
She's
that's
saving
right.
the city from itself because
right.
yeah.
she's a vigilante.
The city is stupid.
Right. She's a yeah. Because they couldn't prosecute.
She's a vigilante.
Yeah. They couldn't prosecute the people that did it because there was whatever.
She's a
it was.
Vigilantess.
A vigilante.
A vigilante.
Vigilant titty.
That's what I said.
Not what I said. Not anything at all that I said. Didn't even come close to saying that. Nope.
Dude, were you going
to
say vaginal auntie?
No. Oh, better.
Yes.
That's pretty good, though. Oh, damn.
That is
you
pretty
get
good.
Credit,
wow.
Vaginal auntie, yes.
I was going to say, wait, no, I totally.
Yeah, don't. Don't make it worse, Lady Gannon. Oh my gosh! So
it's cool to see her in a movie like this because she's been so many years. She's just been doing dramas or family commercials.
Capital One. They're Capital One commercials.
Jennifer Garner.
Airing drive-in movies on her forehead.
Yeah.
You're horrible.
It's a full-on...
What do you have in your wallet?
Full-on John Wick sort of action movie.
Right. She hasn't done that since Alias.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she hasn't done that since Alias.
Sam Jackson's been doing it for like at least a decade.
What's in your wallet?
Kirsten just calls you OBGYN.
But the director of Taken is doing it. So.
Yeah, the director of Taken. Olivier Megaton, I believe.
Is that really his name? What?
Yeah, that's like the worst Decepticon ever.
Yeah, Pierre Morel, you're right. The second one
Olivier Megaton.
Yeah, that's the director of the second Taken
Megaton.
Movie. Megaton. And we also got anything else exciting?
Widows was the one that impressed me.
It's another action like suspense movie.
Yeah, it's like a heist thriller.
It's a heist thriller with Viola Davis of all people and Liam Neeson.
Oh, Widows.
Yeah, it's like
and Michelle Rodriguez, right.
Liam Neeson's
Dead Presidents too. Gotcha.
My favorite Dead President sequel is Half Baked.
Half Baked is great.
The robbery scene where the what is that guy's name?
Dave Chappelle.
No, not Dave Chappelle. It was the Cuban fella. Cuban B.
Cuban B. Yeah, he's great. That's a great movie.
He had the dead president. His name is Cuban B. My poor college roommate, his name was Brian, and from like the second day I knew him till the end of college, I called him Cuban B. He was not Cuban. He was no form of Latino.
That's awesome. I love that.
He's a white fella with orange hair.
Half Baked is phenomenal.
It's golden.
It's freaking golden.
I had a white
friend
in college. We called him Uncle Wonton.
Oh, you college, white college guys. So cute.
You guys that went to college.
Yeah. Privilege.
Privilege.
Debt.
Scholarships.
Hashtag.
Crippling debt.
Oh, Widows. I totally thought you said Littles, and I was thinking of the animated
show. Cartoon, the Littles.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that'd be kind of neat.
Where they like ride on machines with wheels that are buttons.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned machines.
Do you know that cartoon?
That sounds familiar.
You would love it.
I love
they're little mice
tails.
Creatures that wear overalls.
I'm into it.
And only two little kids know that they exist. And
is it like Stuart Little's family or something?
No, it's just completely independent world of Littles. Oh. It's kind of like, I think, Fraggle Rock, but with mice creatures.
Mm.
And a terrible theme song.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of engines, speaking of engines, we finally got a full trailer
for Mortal Engines.
Totally indifferent.
I was totally indifferent about it, too. It was weird. It's this epic supposedly produced by Peter Jackson film, and it just seemed a little, I don't know, it just didn't.
What? It'll probably be good. I just am not, I didn't read the books. I really don't.
Remind me again, what Mortal Engines?
It's Mortal, apparently.
Giant cities.
Yeah, giant cities
that are motorized on
right.
tank treads or whatever,
right.
And they go around looking for resources and swallowing them up.
Oh, that one.
And they battle
okay,
against other traveling cities.
It sounded like Metroplex versus Trypticon, and then it changed into Howl's Moving Castle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, it does, and it just seemed weird, and I didn't like the lead actor.
But it was actually like a book series,
right?
That people really got into.
It's directed by this guy I've never heard of before. His name is Christian Rivers. Never heard of him. I'm not sure what his credentials are.
Maybe that's a
didn't
head
you
name.
Just say Peter Jackson?
No, he's presenting it. He's not directing it. Yeah,
like
so,
at the theaters,
he's producing it. That's all he's doing.
He's like, hey guys, here's this movie.
Yeah, here it is. Here's this movie.
I said, does he have a
I'm
pipe
done
and
presenting
a smoking
it.
Jacket?
Yeah, he does. But overall, though,
like
Mortal
Alistair Cookie,
Mortal Engines has all of this beautiful CGI and all this beautiful imagery, but it just doesn't seem to click.
So they live the towns live.
The towns are actually mobile. So you live within this
mobile
city.
Engines.
Correct. It's really strange.
But they're mortal engines?
That's what it's called. Don't know why. I think that's what they're called. They're called mortal engines.
This sounds like another crappy Transformer movie.
Could be. There are Transformer-esque bots in there, so you'll see them. Mortal engines. Didn't look very good. Were you impressed?
I didn't watch it.
Didn't watch
it? I already
knew. Yeah, I have a bad feeling now for watching that. I was like, ugh. Anyway. Well, anyway, listen. Before we get out of here, because our hour is almost up, if you can believe that.
Wow. Wait, Suspiria, hello.
I know. Well, Suspiria, Dakota Johnson. That is a horror classic by Dario Argento for all
it's
of you horror
good.
Nerds.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Suspiria is amazing.
I've never fantastic. Seen it.
You've never seen
and
it?
And I was expecting to hate the. I was expecting to hate the new one because I love the old one so much. And I saw the trailer and I was blown away.
Yeah, I love the original. The original is fantastic. It is a classic. I love that movie.
I wonder if Ozzy is going to mm-hmm. be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kirsten Bosio brings up a good point. Well, y'all ever talk about Westworld or something?
No.
Westworld?
No.
Garbage.
I've
never seen it. I'm just kidding. I like to mess with Kirsten.
There's a whole bunch of naked people
it's
in
a great,
that movie.
Oh, it's awesome. So, if you're a robot, you're going to be naked in that movie, in that show. It's cool.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. I really want to watch. I haven't caught up with Westworld, so I'd like to catch up with the first four.
Yeah, there's robots.
Yeah, because you've never watched anything.
We came up with words to the theme song. Is basically robots banging people, people banging robots, robots banging robots, people banging robots.
Westworld,
Westworld, Westworld,
Westworld, Westworld.
Can you get an album? Can you
record that? I'll be a lyricist.
That's going to be the new Kanye.
Westworld,
album.
Westworld.
Robots banging people, robots.
Oh damn! You got to dance.
That's good.
And
you
got to
dance and everything.
Westworld,
Westworld,
Westworld. DMX just to go. That's Westworld, awesome. Westworld.
What? Y'all thought this was a game?
Westworld.
It kind of is a game. Bang all the robots you want.
Well,
now I gotta see
got
this.
Mad flow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. My science is tight. Gotta check in with A-Rod, of course. This week at the movie theater, not much going on. We had Action Point with Johnny Knoxville.
Coxville.
Adrift, which came out. This is not a very good summer movie start. Per se, but this week we're getting a couple of new movies.
I really
movies.
Wanted to watch it, but I didn't get a chance to go.
Yeah,
to watch Adrift. But I'm going on Thursday.
But this week we're getting a apparent.
What's wrong with it?
I thought you watch everything.
He does. Give him a chance.
Well, I had other.
Give him a chance.
So he buys everything.
Yeah, it's true. But this week we're getting a movie called Hereditary with Toni Collette, which is supposed to be a phenomenal horror film.
Yeah,
and we're also getting.
Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8, the all-lady cast.
Woo.
It is
Lady Thieves.
Yeah, Lady Thieves.
Back to 8.
Yeah. I thought it was Ocean's 11, wasn't it?
The first original was 11.
11,
yeah.
Right?
I just did the Ocean's 11.
We went all the way up to 13, and now we're back to 8.
Yeah, I did 11 through 13 marathon.
Really?
To catch up.
I watched the original Frank Sinatra Rat Pack, Ocean's
11. I love
11.
That movie.
Way better than anything else.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Totally.
Ocean's
Frank
8 stars...
Frank Sinatra was kind of garbage, though.
He was a garbage person, but he was famous for a reason.
Yeah.
He was interesting to watch.
Who is that? Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just slap a broad or two around here and there. What
Listen,
of it?
It happens.
Sometimes you gotta do
he's
it.
He's in Academy.
Jeez. Holy cow. Anyway.
When you say
and he's an Academy Award
it makes me realize
winner.
How terrible...
Man, he made us look good. And then Hotel Artemis comes out this
Hotel
week.
Artemis, yep.
Hotel Artemis comes out. Dave Bautista, as well as Jodie Foster. It is that cool action flick, kind of like John Wick-esque. So you can
With
check
Bautista.
That out as well. But check that out this weekend. And then, of course, we're going to be doing the premiere of Jurassic World on the 22nd, I believe.
The horror movie, that they were talking, the sarsaparilla or something?
Suspiria. Spirulina.
Spirulina.
That's good.
Did you see the original?
No, I did not.
Oh.
It's really, the trailer looks... heard about it. When they first mentioned it, I thought it was an artificial sweetener.
It's an Italian film.
The
it's
soundtrack
very good.
Is like the best thing that's
it's
ever happened here. So scary.
It's second to Vampiros Lesbos soundtrack.
I haven't seen that in a long time. That's actually
that
a really
good
movie, too.
And it's such a departure because last year, Luca Guadagnino directed Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name. That's right.
It's like complete departure.
Vampires? Yeah.
So, A-Ron. You are what we call the master of hard media, are you not? Or the master of
answer
hard
the question.
Media. Answer the question.
Yes.
You are the master of hard media. So what can we pick up in the stores or not pick up in the stores this week, both hard media and possibly digital?
For me, I picked up Wrinkle in Time and Every Day.
You picked up Every Day.
Yeah. Really good.
What about Death Wish?
Death Wish, no.
A Wrinkle in Time, who's the director of that?
Ava DuVernay.
She's going to be directing the New Gods movie.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. She's been chatting it up.
Wrinkle in Time was my favorite movie until Solo came out.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wrinkle in Time, huh?
I heard that one had like it was kind of problems with the plot.
That's what I heard, too. I haven't seen it yet, so I have to watch it before I make any judgments on it.
Yeah.
I did want to watch it, though.
Every Day, Death Wish, and...
The original Death Wish?
No, the one with Bruce Willis.
Aw.
Gosh, and there's something else.
There was some, there was a couple other films. I know the Tomb Raider's out digitally. That'll be out next week. I know that's on digital as well.
With Alicia Vikander.
Alicia Vikander.
Great.
Yeah, she's great. So I can't wait to watch that,
but
too.
What's surprising is
I didn't see it.
Walmart and Target is completely sold out of Wrinkle in Time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't get their shit.
Yeah, here.
Well, that's because
everyone loves Oprah.
That's Oprah's in it. That's why. Who doesn't like Oprah?
A lot of people.
Everyone Oprah bought all the copies.
Anyway.
Yeah, Oprah's just like.
Oprah bought all the copies.
She can afford to do that.
She can do that. Yeah, she can totally do that.
It's like how when dogs eat their own vomit.
Did you guys watch all of Altered Carbon?
I could not get through three episodes of that show.
My husband loves that.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, he's like, it's the best thing I've ever seen.
That's what everybody is telling me, and I'm so hard for. I watched three episodes I got in, and I was like, they're still drilling in the vocabulary to you. They're like, we're bodies are called sleeves, and I'm just like, I know.
Maybe you need to smoke more or something.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't
smoke. Or maybe acid or something,
funny.
Right?
Sorry.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd.
They get into the get into the war later on in the season, and it's another series that I was like,
oh, there's
war? Yeah, there's a war that happened 250 years before.
I'm seeing all these screenshots from scenes that look interesting, and they were in none of the episodes that I saw. And I watched three full episodes.
Wow.
Like this weird murder mystery noir thing.
All right.
I think it's only like 8 or 9 episodes. You should watch them. It's there's a surprising amount of nudity in it.
Oh. Like, I wasn't. Yeah,
West
I saw
World!
The nudity.
Westworld. Anyway, listen, we'll get
you
into more.
You turned this into Wayne's World?
Yeah, we'll get into more of that stuff coming up here in the
West
next hour.
World.
I
want carbon.
I do want to let everybody know that in the chat right now, there's a couple of people that have seen A Wrinkle in
Time. Welcome back, Todd McFarlane.
And Daniel said, Daniel in the chat said, I couldn't sit through A Wrinkle in Time. It was pretty bad. Tara Marie said, same, weird taste in movies. I think that means for you, Aaron.
Yeah.
And then Kirsten has the best one. She has
so weird.
A Wrinkle in the Script. You're absolutely right, which is pretty cool.
It's not
Kirsten
that,
was here. She
it's
would be your lady
that.
On the show. She's
yeah.
That was pretty awesome. Anyway, guys, that is it for the podcast proper. We'll be sticking around here for a little while longer with the ladies.
I'm going to go jack up the AC.
Do that, would you?
Yes.
For crying out loud.
I'm so sweaty.
We're going to be here exclusively on the Facebook pod or on the Facebooks for you guys.
It's me.
You guys, that's of course, can watch us and listen to us. Listen to our show at facebook.com/nerdwatch. You guys can follow us on Twitter at nerdwatch. Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @_nerdwatch. You can also download the podcast on the Maui Watch app on iTunes and on the Google Play Store.
And
you can,
Stitcher.
And of course Stitcher and iTunes and Audio Boom.
And Grindr.
haven't gotten us proof of that yet.
But sponsored
you just
by
find
Grindr.
Most of the cast on Grindr.
But of course, big shout out to you guys for watching. We certainly do appreciate it. If you guys feel so compelled, you guys can donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdwatch. And I swear, I'm going to get you that info for
no, you're
that.
Not.
I totally
you're
forgot.
Never going to. You're never
I totally forgot.
It's
anyway,
be all the same info forever. Yeah,
forever. I know.
Forever.
Well, so for for Todd. For Aaron, the master of hard media, for Format, for Daddy Leaks, myself, G Money, and of course the two lovely ladies, Lady Gannon
two
and Sin in the
media.
House. If you're not watching on Facebook, Lady Gannon, if you're not watching on Facebook, tune in on Facebook. We're gonna have more coming up here if you're watching on Facebook Live. So until next time, peace out, much love, and most surely always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you guys.
Welcome back, Aliko!